Hey guys, welcome back. We are here today with Bree Self. We lost a member. This is the first podcast back, right?
This is the actual
first podcast that we have back without Kristen. We love her and miss her dearly. We will miss her dearly. What I'm going to do in the future, I have not a clue yet, but we will work it out and we will continue this journey together. As of our friendship, yes, we were friends. I think it started to become more business than anything, so she wanted to take a break and take a step back and focus on her family, so I respect that, and at the end of the day, we've been doing this for almost 2 years now, so sometimes it gets a lot. And we're still going to continue this journey, because why not, you know? So today we have Bree Self. How are you today? Let's crack a cold one, shall we?
Wait. Yeah, I jizzed on myself. Put in the mic.
Yeah. Let's crack a cold one.
You have to get the sip.
Oh, that was good. Oh, that was a wet one. This is like literally the best flavor. They literally send me. This isn't sponsored, by the way, so Alani. Orange Kiss, best flavor. We need some energy up in here because we've been...
Oh, it's cold.
Today, this morning, I woke up and I was not having it. I've been kept up till 4 a.m. every night for the last 4 days. Couldn't imagine why, but I'm going to not answer that question for now.
It tastes like an orange creamsicle.
Yeah, it's fire.
It's good.
Let's start out with what happened this weekend. Do you want to go ahead and give your side of what?
Okay, so what did we? Thursday started. Mm-hmm. We had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Birthday shenanigans.
So Thursday we went to the water park. That was fun, but then I passed out.
Yeah. Bree.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, that day was just shitty.
I don't know.
Because I got attacked.
Oh, yeah, the morning.
You got attacked.
The morning.
Or was it morning?
The morning. Breakfast. When you guys went to breakfast.
Oh, my God.
And then Kirsten was crying.
Yes.
Whitney was being mean to Kier, and Kier started crying.
Yeah, I was being so pretty mean. The whole situation was kind of...
It was a lot.
Confusing.
I wasn't there, but then
Bree
I got
wasn't there.
Because Kier called me and she was crying, so I went and picked her up. Then we went to the water park and Kier stayed home. And then we were just chilling in the river.
Yeah,
we went down like the lazy river.
Yeah.
And then we went to get food and then I passed out. I don't know why.
It was too much alcohol.
I was hammered.
We drank one pina colada and that was it. Yeah, she was
I literally
out.
Had one drink.
And she was laying. And I was pissed off the whole time.
I thought it was because I was overheated, but I was in the water. I was drinking water. I don't know. Then, next day, Friday, what did we do? I know we went to...
What did we do?
Didn't we go to the Mexican place? Oh, that's when I hung out with Kristen. I went and got a pedicure.
Oh, yeah. And you guys had a girl's day.
I went and got a pedicure with Kristen. That started a whole thing because apparently I can't hang out with any other people. So Trayvon,
I don't think it was towards you.
Trayvon got a little feisty.
I didn't say anything. I got my nails done already.
You didn't say anything, but Trayvon got a little feisty. And then I don't know what happened. I couldn't tell you. But so then we went to Mexican that night.
Oh, yeah, we did for my birthday.
I went to Mexican twice that day.
Mm-hmm. She had double Mexican.
It was good.
Yeah.
Then so that was Friday. So then Saturday, Whitney rented a water slide.
That bitch was $1,000.
That was just out of nowhere.
And I had it for 3 days.
Like, let's rent a water slide.
That was Friday night. I was like, I'm in it to have a party tomorrow.
I didn't think you were serious. I was like,
Publix,
she's not going to actually do it.
We got a blow up. We got four blow ups, floaties. I rented the water slide. And I called him. I was like, yo, you guys need to get this to my house. Like, Whitney Wren's birthday party. Get them here right now. And they were like, yeah, for sure. We'll get it on the truck. Don't worry about it. Shows up at 9 a.m. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I got a text of just a big-ass water slide.
Yeah. The night before, we went and got stuff for Jell-O shots. Excuse me. And Then we got the blow catering. Up. Yep, got Chick-fil-A. That's like $300 Chick-fil-A.
I ate the whole platter.
And the whole, yeah, the whole platter.
I was sitting
I probably
out
had
there,
at least 30 nuggets.
Yeah, I was just eating nuggets.
If you ever want to have a party, just call Chick-fil-A because that shit's so good. And we had like 8 things of waffle fries at least.
Bro,
and
the
no
box
one ate them.
Of sauce is still in there.
Yeah, I love it.
There's
I
like 50 sauces.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not throwing those away.
We kept them.
Forever.
I still use them. You just used 2 today, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, you did. So that was that's just like the simple area of things. Nobody actually wanted to go to the table that night. I had a dinner scheduled.
Actually,
but I canceled that.
Rewind. I left here at like 3, and I was like, I'm gonna go get ready for dinner. No, I think I left at 5. Yeah, I left at 5 because dinner was supposed to be at 8.
Dude, I was on the sipping side by
okay,
myself.
Okay, so then I look at my Snapchat as I'm getting ready, and I see Whitney going down the water slide 3 minutes ago. I'm like, we have dinner in 30 minutes. Like, what is going on? So then I call her. It's 8 o'clock, by the way. Dinner's at 8:15. And I'm like, are we going to dinner? And then she's like, no, we're not. Let's just go. What did we do? Oh, you said let's order pizza.
No one wanted to go because everybody wasn't getting along. So I was like, I'm not going to have a dinner. I'll just chill. And
yeah, so
I didn't even eat
ordered,
that night. And I was throwing up
pizza,
everywhere.
Or I don't know if you actually did, but
I didn't. Someone
so
else
then,
did.
So we're like, okay, so I'm getting ready. And then next thing you know, I'm like, okay, let me make sure they're getting ready. Because we had a table that night. So we're supposed to go out. Then I called you. And you were in bed. And I was like,
I really don't know
if
I want to get
confused.
I just really wanted to
I got
to
a
just
call from Savannah because she's
slide.
Like, I just went over there and everybody's sleeping. Like, everyone's on the couch watching a movie. I'm like, I literally just got ready and I didn't even want to go. I didn't want to go out. But it was her birthday. So
then
I
got up and I was like, fuck this. Let me put on my birthday suit and we're going to go get
yeah, so I was like, you better get your ass up right now because I just got ready, did my hair, my makeup. Now I'm going.
Yep.
So I was going to go to Brass if you said no.
Yeah, and nobody else
wanted
to go. Because
I was already ready.
Soph stayed in bed and slept the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Keir didn't come because she was with Kristen.
Yeah, it was literally just me and you.
It was me and you. And yeah. Then Trayvon had a pissy fit at the fucking table and then left. And I was like, okay, I can't.
Yeah, we were told that.
Why is everybody always cause something on days that I'm doing something important? Like shows, every show I've had, somebody drama. Throws a hissy fit every time.
Well, there's one common denominator.
And I'm not going to lie to you. It's definitely Trayvon. Every time, my first show, couldn't get backstage, had a pissy fit.
Mm-hmm.
Second show, couldn't come because of Gavin. Third show, what did he do at this last show? Oh, my mom had a pissy fit actually this
time.
Oh,
no, it was before the show when they were calling us about your mom.
Yeah.
And Trayvon got mad
yeah.
because Tyler was mad.
I'm like,
everybody
here, like,
was mad.
Okay, and then my birthday.
Then it was Trayvon and Kirsten this time at your birthday.
Trayvon screaming shit at Kirsten at my house. I'm like sitting here like, bro, I'm just trying to have a good time.
I was confused.
And I'm at this point, there was so much drama going on. I was like, this isn't even my birthday. I was like, I really don't even care. Thursday went. Nobody got along the whole time. There was one person here that nobody got along with. And then someone else showed up
cool.
that nobody wanted to be around because they thought they were a T-Page fan or something. Then the next time, nobody, like, Kirsten didn't want Soph here. Then Trayvon got mad because
Kirsten was being fake.
Yeah, was being fake. Then goes and stays at Kristen, which involved Kristen. So then
Everybody was just bickering.
Bickering, and I was like, all I want to do is just.
And then it was just me and you were just like,
yep, have a good time. And I was like, okay, I might have gotten a little mean because I got frustrated because everybody was just involving me on like stuff that had nothing to do with me. I was like, it's not my fault you don't like this person. You guys need to figure it out. So I started to get pissed because I was like, this is just so overwhelming. I'm already like wishing Tyler was here the whole time. So then it was just us two at the end of it, everything.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then
but
I went
here,
to the,
I was like,
I went to the bathroom and I came out and you guys were all gone.
When?
The whole
when?
Table
when?
That night
I thought
at
you
the table.
Us.
No,
oh.
I went to the bathroom. With
I think
Maddie
I almost fell down the stairs
because Maddie. I fell down the stairs.
Me too. I think
I literally like I was walking and my ankle went like this and I fell down the whole thing of stairs and some random guy helped me and then Cliff picked me up. I was hammered.
Yeah, me too.
We drank 2 bottles of Tito's.
Yeah, we did. We were taking.
But yeah,
shots.
I went to the bathroom. Me and Maddie went to the bathroom, came back, and the whole table was gone. It was just Cliff, Mel, Ruslan. And me and Maddie. That was it.
Well, there should have been more people, but No one could get along.
Everybody was gone.
But Friday, everything had started because Trayvon just fucking went in and went ham. And now everybody's like...
Yeah, and then everyone was like, well, I don't want to be around this person. Yeah, like, then, I'm not going to come if this person's there. Yeah. Like,
so it started to get...
It was too much drama.
And I was like, okay, let's just all get along. So I begged Kirsten. I was like, you live here? I said, please stop by. It's my birthday. I love you.
I actually knew she was coming, but I wasn't allowed to tell you.
Well, it was a surprise. She shows up and Trayvon's like, fuck you, get this fucking bitch out of here.
Yeah, and I was like,
looking, I was like.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to say nothing because I already know Trayvon's going to start screaming.
Dude, he starts turning on like ridiculous fucking music and just starts going ham.
He played Why Are You So Obsessed With Me
and I was like, Mariah Carey. I was like, we're just trying to go down the slip and slide. Please. I was like, please. And then everybody like ran. Okay, so I have a lot of friends that are on social media and they were literally all coming up to me like, is he okay? Like, what the fuck's going on? I was like, I'm just trying to enjoy the water slide. I was going down the water slide with Tatum and my niece.
We should have put soap on it.
I know. Oh my God, that would have been so
bad. It would have been so fun.
I called a complaint because the hose wasn't working, but it ended up being having a kink in it. I was like, oh my God. And yeah, then.
It was a fun.
And then, I have never seen this shit in my entire life. Never in my life. I know I've had puppies before, okay? I know dogs get stuck together, but I've never actually seen it in person.
Stuck together?
Like, did I not tell you this?
No.
Oh, fuck.
When are you?
Okay, so Penny and Tucker have had a baby together, but I haven't seen it because it was caused by somebody else, okay? It was an accident.
Oh, God.
Me and another girl were outside, and I literally turn around, and we're all riding the scooters, and I'm riding down the fucking slide, and I'm drunk. All the dogs are out running around trying to go up and down the slide. I'm surprised it didn't pop. I turn around. I want to throw up. Charlie and Penny were stuck. They were stuck, but they were stuck this way. I look over and I'm like, thank the Lord Jesus that Charlie's fixed.
Ew, Charlie.
Yeah, I was like, those would be some ugly babies.
Wait, how were they stuck this way?
They were stuck this way.
Like their butts together?
Yes. I go, you're disgusting, you sick little fucker. I'm literally looking at them and they're like, oh my God, it's like two kids. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so fucking gross. I'm like,
I didn't think it would be Charlie.
And you can't rip them apart because apparently they're like pulling their insides out or something. And I'm like,
yeah, because it's
I'm
like,
literally watching them. I'm like, how do we get them apart? So we just started driving that little dirt bike and then he started chasing it.
Oh my God,
I'm going to throw up.
I thought you were going to say like Toby or someone.
No.
Gus.
Toby's too
Gus
fat.
Gus and Toby were both
trying. Oh, Gus,
I'd
be screwed.
Yeah, Gus was
Gus
trying.
Gus, we'd have kids.
Yeah. He was trying.
Yeah, he was.
I'm surprised you
didn't. But yeah, I thought I've never seen that before in my life. And
that's.
I mean, I've seen it, but like not, right? My kids. Oh my God, kids. I'm scored. But yeah, after that, table was fun.
Thursday.
She brought out a freaking sign. She goes, I got a surprise for you. Walk out with a sign. It's free Tyler. I was like, yay.
She said, what do you want on the sign? So I'm looking at everybody. I'm like, because I put happy birthday Shitney. And I was like, that's boring. So then I'm like asking everybody at the table without you knowing. I'm like, what do I put on the sign? And then someone was like, put free Tyler. And I was like, bet. So then I told
everybody
her,
thought Tyler was there. No, Tyler wasn't there.
Yeah, Tyler wasn't there. But we had a good time. The weekend was very long. Sunday, I definitely was dead. Like, I was
throwing
in
up
my
all
deathbed.
Day. I threw up all day.
I think I threw up like 6 times throughout the night and the day.
Saturday.
No, Saturday was a table and that water slide. So
oh, my
Sunday.
Yeah, my whole birthday.
Because
I was
Sunday was
up.
Your actual birthday.
Yes.
And we were down bad. And then you had family dinner.
So, Sunday that morning, I didn't want to. I took a bath and I was like having a panic attack. Sunday. So, the whole time. I was supposed to be surprised by somebody and they never showed up. So I'm like sitting there and I'm like throwing up all day on Sunday. And I was like, this is like my actual birthday. I'm like, what am I doing? Nothing helped. I got in the bath and I'm supposed to be at my family's thing at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, there's no way. There's no way. But my whole family had everything set up, like food and everything. And I'm like mad at Trayvon. I'm like, I swear to God, if he shows up. Oh, Trayvon left the table. And had a pissy fit and left because he got mad, but then showed up because I texted my mom. I go, I don't want Trayvon there. He still shows up anyway. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I saw him, Keir.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else.
But he ended, like, we all ended up just chilling. Like, there was so much food there, but my whole family was there, so that was nice.
Yeah, I was supposed to attend, but I was really down bad.
We were down
bad. We had partied for 3 days straight. And we don't really ever go out. Like, if we do, it's one night out of, like...
Yep.
We used to party Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every week.
Every single week.
And then now...
Now it's like, I will throw up.
We both throw up a lot. Like, I'll take two shots and I have to go puke.
Yep.
I don't know why. Okay, so I posted on Instagram questions for me to ask you. So, they said... They want to know how you're doing. They said, she is so strong through all of this.
How am I doing? I'd say, truthfully, like shit. But I can't really do anything. It's out of my control, you know. Live and we learn. People make mistakes. I think a lot of people forget that I'm still human too, and I struggle too, and a lot of people don't realize that just because I'm on social media doesn't mean I'm like this huge Britney Spears that I have to be perfect and Beyonce and not have feelings or make mistakes. So I apologize, and I'm good with the people that I know I hurt. So other than that, as long as I know, like, the people I really care about still care about me, and I'm not going to lose any of them because of my mistakes, that I feel better about that. But anxiety-wise, I think I'm struggling, to be honest. The medicine's working, but I just feel like I don't know how to still handle situations because I have been with somebody for 8 months. And all of a sudden, it's just, like, gone. So I kind of have to, like, handle,
you have,
like,
to adjust your life.
Yeah, like, being alone and...
That's what I'm afraid of, like, yeah. If that ever happened. Like, your whole life is different.
Yeah. And, like, breakups suck. Like, they don't... I mean, I chose it, so I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't think it was going to be all like this. I thought it was just going to be, like, offline and...
Civil
and... figure out my life, and then we figure out our lives together if we ever were to get back. But as of right now, we haven't figured that out yet because of how much is going on. But my anxiety is just all over the place, kind of just living day by day, waking up, and because I still have music and stuff to do, but and I got you guys. I got a close relationship with Kristen and Kirsten, and my mom's, like, heavy on getting... She's busy as hell, so I haven't really talked to her much, but...
She works now.
I just need to remember that I'm going to be okay, and everything will work out in the end. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, you know?
Yep. Well, that was another question, was how do you handle mental health? But you answered that. So who do you want to collab with, whether it's country artist or another genre of music? I feel like you're going to say Jesse Murph.
Yes, I was going to say that. Or Tay McRae.
Yes.
I love her.
I love both of them.
Tay McRae is...
Tay keeps popping up on my TikTok God. Of her performing.
Her, like, video of her, bro. Like, riding on that bench.
To that dance, yeah.
She's like, boom, boom, and I'm like, that ass is shaking. I'm like, oh my God.
She's hot.
She's so hot.
I wonder if she's still dating...
Kid Laroi. I think so. But, another person I'd say, okay, obviously, like, anybody, it would be Morgan Wallen, but that will never probably happen. So,
I would see you with, like, Jelly Roll.
Yeah, we've been in touch here and there, so that would be
sick.
Something, but I'd have to probably pay a lot of money. Nowadays, these people cost a lot. I'm telling you, like... Even for me, if I go and show and post my song or, like, want something to do my song, it's like, all right, $4,000 for a song promo.
You gotta think about it when you, like, with, like, our song promos, that one artist is paying the company,
yes.
And they're paying everyone.
Yes,
like, imagine how
I just
much
had
money,
to do that.
Imagine how much
and
money
I spent
that is.
$10,000 just for people to post the Hold Off a Heartache song.
Yeah,
and I don't even think I got that. So I was like, damn, these people charge a shit ton just to advertise. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that one company has to send all of us the promo and pay all of us different rates. And like, they're probably paying like 50 grand.
Like, if you guys think like music industry is not hard unless your song like blows up. But I haven't had like that one song yet that's like Tucker Wetmore, like where he just
like Whiskey Over Wine
blew up. But it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
It's like big. Yeah. Big.
I mean, hopefully one day, I think. I mean, I'm new. I mean, my first song ever song came out like, what, a year ago? Mm-hmm. So it's like 6 months ago.
Yeah, you have a lot, a lot of songs.
Whiskey Over Wine came out in December.
Yeah, because we were in. Where were we in Georgia?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure it was like my birthday when
it
came out. Like,
it was
right
November.
After.
Yeah, it was.
So they said, do you plan on getting another dog or is 11 the max?
You can't ask me that.
She was looking at dogs yesterday.
I was. I think for me, it's a lot to handle by myself. Now, having Tyler around, it was very easy because we both put in a lot of work to take care of them. And he also didn't help because he wanted them too. He made it seem like he didn't, but he, I mean, loved them as much as I did, so it was kind of easy. But for now, just for me, it's a lot of work. So I'll probably stop. But if Penny does have another litter, I'd probably keep one from there.
You think you're gonna breed her again?
Yeah.
With
Gus.
Gus?
Mm-hmm.
Those would be cute.
Gus has some, like, fucked up traits. He's,
that's
like, scared.
I feel like it came from that place.
Yeah. Someone definitely, like, hurt him, and it's so sad.
That's
because
how
you go
I feel
and,
about, like, Rocco.
You go pet him. It's, like,
yeah,
so
and they,
sad.
Like, they
he literally
like,
shows his teeth.
Aw.
Like, he's so scared, and I'm like, you guys, fuck you,
you remember
guys
that husky that was
like
in
that.
There?
Yes.
That was sad. That actually made me want to cry.
Are you talking about the December one?
Yeah.
They ended up putting it down, or it died.
What?
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, someone needs to come get it. I felt so bad.
And everybody was blowing me up. They were like, you need to go get this dog. And I was like, you realize if it does have distemper, this dog will kill all my other dogs. What? They said it didn't have distemper. They said it had neurological problems.
Why'd they put it down?
I think it died. They told me it died, but I don't know because I'm pretty close with them. Mm-hmm. But, like, they always, like, I never know. Because I'll go in there and the different dogs there, and it's like...
He could have, like, bit someone while they were in there.
Yeah.
And they had to put it down.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's so sad. I felt so bad for that dog.
Like, I don't genuinely, like getting puppies from puppy places because I know they buy them from fucked up other puppy places. But at the end of the day, they're all dogs. And regardless of where I go, they all need a home. And it's like, yeah, I can rescue from the Humane Society and stuff. And I should totally do that. But I have not. Would I love to? Yes. Sometimes it's really hard to see the backstories of like the older dogs and stuff and how reactive they are. And I would love to train them and help them and stuff, but I haven't gone there yet. So
most of them are older too. Like they're like 8 years old, just sitting there.
I looked at the,
it's so sad.
SPCA. And I was like looking through them and it was like 9, mm-hmm. 12, 10. I was like, bro, that's so
sad.
So sad.
Any plans for upcoming trips or vacations or music related?
Let's see. Upcoming. What is upcoming? I was supposed to go to Nashville on Monday. Canceled that.
You have your concert.
I have a concert on the 28th. No, backtrack. On the 31st on a Saturday in Illinois. That's going to be like my only one other than Kentucky in October because I'm trying to slow everything down a little bit and settle down, figure out me, my emotions, my mental health. And then from there, if I'm going on stage and stuff and I'm like
you're
suffering,
not doing Cincinnati.
I think I am, but I don't know yet.
You should.
I want to, but it was like, he had it lined up where it was like every week.
It was
week.
Like, yeah, like 3
and
weeks
I was like,
apart.
Bro, I'm like, we have to book that out in advance because you have to give people the time to, like, mm-hmm. book their flights, book their B&B, like...
Yeah, and then they want us to go to all of them, and it's like...
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
we have work. People have work. People have jobs. People have to make the money to get to the show, so... And you have to give them time, like...
Yeah.
We book concerts in, like, a year in advance. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I were to want to do a tour, I would need it to be, like, April.
Yeah, and you'd have to tell people before.
Yeah,
it's, like, a tour.
Like, I've gotten 2 weeks to be able to, like, promote. Yeah. So it sucks because I'm like every day I'm like Illinois. Mm-hmm. And then I go back and I'm like, okay, why aren't these tickets sold out? And it's like, okay, because people have literally a week to
get $3,000. They just bought a ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but other than that, I mean,
two concerts and then Georgia for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I was supposed to go on a trip in September. I don't think that's happening anymore.
Where were you going to go?
I think I was actually going to get a ring, so.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. Yeah, because your anniversary.
We talked about that one.
Was 2 days before mine.
Mm-hmm. I was sad the other day talking about it. I was like, shit. Because I didn't know, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
What if, it could still happen.
Yeah, okay. At this rate, I think I'm a little behind on that one. I have a lot of people to make up, too.
Okay, what is a lesson you wish you could have told yourself a month ago?
Okay, that's a good one. I would have to say, don't always listen to other people's advice.
Why?
I've been pretty vulnerable the last few months, and I definitely could have handled situations a little bit differently, like communicating. And don't break up with Tyler would have been my lesson. I should have just talked to him and been like, hey, this is
like
what I need.
Like, work things out.
Yeah, this is what I want to do instead of just listening to other people and what they had to say about telling
me. That's
why
I don't tell anyone about, like, I only talk to really you about my relationship, but, like, I don't even like to tell people, like, when we argue and stuff because everyone's always like, well, break up with them. Break up with them. It's like, you don't just break up with somebody.
And I should have, I definitely shouldn't have done that because it completely changed my whole life now. So, obviously, I have some things to work on, but aside from that, lessons, yeah, that's about it. I probably have to say, don't call the cops, or just walk outside and give them his stuff. I should have just done that one. Yeah.
You can read some. I don't have any more.
Okay. I was going to give you this.
Mine are like the same. Well, okay. You can read them so I can.
Is there a chance that your friend group will go back to how it was? I don't necessarily think that it will go back to how it was because there are babies involved now. And
everyone's doing their own thing and like on a different path.
Yeah, I mean, nobody in my group really does music, so that's going to be a different path for me. I don't have a baby right now, so I'm not in that era, but I would love to take care of the baby, obviously. I mean, it's my best friend's children, and I'm going to want to take care of her and be there for them. So, but other than that, I think, yeah. It'll go back to the way it was. I mean, if me and Tyler end up working things out, I think it definitely could be. I think there's a lot of tension between our friend group because of that, and that's what we didn't want in the first place, but shit happens, I guess. What do you think?
Like I said, like, everybody's just on a different path. Like, Christian has a family, you're going in music.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
What are you
doing? Have
are you gonna
any
get
plans
engaged or what?
Maybe next year I'll pop out with a baby.
Fuck.
Who knows? Maybe a ring. I've been waiting 5 years.
Dude, me too. I'm waiting for him to talk to me about it.
I'm also not in a rush though. Like, I know I'm still young, but like, I mean, it would be nice, but like, I don't want to like push it onto him.
I'll give you a ring to where I
make him feel like he has to.
Yeah.
But
I feel like a lot of guys are slower. They're a little
Well,
slower.
He's like the type where he's like, it's just a piece of paper, like in a sense, like we could be married, like we could say we're married, but like he hears so many things, like the girl takes everything from the guy. So he's like afraid of that.
Got trust issues. Yeah. I think we all do that. Well, like, we all, I do the same
when
thing.
When you get divorced and they take everything.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's like my mom and her ex-husband. Yeah, he took everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's why he's, not that we wouldn't ever get married, but like he's just afraid of marriage.
Yeah, well.
It is a big commitment too.
It is.
So it's like we don't want to rush it.
Well, yeah, well. We want to make sure. That's how I felt too, kind of. I mean, like everybody on social media was like, marry Tyler, Tyler, marry Whitney. And it was like, at the end of the day, guys, there's a lot of things that you have to work out before you just get married. I mean, Tyler's 20 years old. I mean, I know we do. If you love each other and you want to get married, get married. I mean, it doesn't matter if you rush or not. Whatever you want to do, it's your life. But I think it kind of scared me a little bit because I've never been in a healthy relationship like that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, are we getting married because we've never been in a relationship?
I'm also like basically married. Like, it's,
yeah, I know.
We live together.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it'd be nice. I'd like a ring, but
if you don't, I'll get you one.
Maybe soon.
Do you think social media makes depression worse?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Because you post something and then you get all these comments like talking about how shitty of a person you are and kill yourself and like they're just so mean. And then it just makes you more depressed and makes you feel bad about yourself. And
'cause at the end of the day too, even if you try not to take it in, because it's like, oh, they're just random people.
Or don't read the comments.
We're human. We have hearts. Like, we get offended just like any normal person would. We just have done this longer than normal people, so we kind of adapt to it. At least me and Kristen's like that too, where we just don't let shit bother us, but at the end of the day, it does. Not to the point, I mean, thank goodness that we're strong or we'd be dead. So I'd say, reading comments, like obviously I keep going back to Tyler, reading comments of like Tyler deserves better and Tyler does this and Tyler, like even throughout our relationship, it kind of sucks because it's like, am I good enough? Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, could I do something better? And then you always want to fix more that in your head you're doing good enough. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Makes you feel like you're not good enough.
Yeah. Like, it's like shitty. I mean, fuck. Imagine having a fucking random page of 50,000 people just calling you fat and ugly and stupid. And
then you block that page and they make another one. Yeah. And they just comment again.
And it's like, it's sad because a lot of people, I don't know what goes through somebody's head when they're like, you're so fat and ugly, I hope you die. I have never texted somebody and said that.
I wouldn't even have the balls to comment that.
Me neither.
Like, I'm even like, if it's from so a fake mean. Account, I would never, like, yeah.
Like, I just don't get, like. Because
you also never know what someone's going through also. Like, someone could be, like, how you're going through mental health. Like, a lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then them going online and saying all these mean things to you just made it so much worse.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, say, like.
Like, a lot of people would actually go, like, themselves, like,
and if that would have happened, then who would care, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely think it makes it worse.
Yeah, definitely. I think so too. And it's sad, but I mean, it's coming to a point now where like people are starting to get like a little too obsessed and like wanting to completely pull apart every single part of our life. And like the fact that me and Tyler can't even hang out like a normal relationship would after a breakup if you want to work it out or if you want to handle things offline. We can't even do that or go on a date or anything because y'all would just literally videotape us and then we both get hate for it. Like, it's just not fair, but that is what it is. We did that. Yeah, and the rumors, like, or people make up other shit just so that, like, we won't get back together. It's just, I don't know, it's just dumb. But we chose to put our life out there for you guys to see, and we love it. We love when people care about us, and there's a lot of people that do care about us and do genuinely want to see us happy and stuff, but there's a lot that don't. And I don't know what the fuck they put in their Cheerios every morning, but I don't know if they're eating nails, But like, holy shit.
I'll be reading my Snapchat things and I'm like.
But I've never met somebody in person that hateful. I mean, okay, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's definitely people I know that are hateful. Going live and just bashing somebody and saying they're fucking ugly or fat or broke or whatever, like.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, sometimes I get mad because people piss me off and I like say something and I'm like, okay, that's kind of mean. But I've never like full on like just. Straight like
it's
go die.
Most of the time though, it's the people that just want to get your attention.
I know. And then like, when you respond, they're like, something. Oh, I'm so sorry, I just missed you so much and I really want to meet you.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. They just want to get your attention.
Yes, so
they
it's just so weird. Like, bro, I had this fucking person on my DMs. It's this guy. Definitely subscribes to my OF. This motherfucker literally swipes to every single one of my stories, like, oh my god, you're so hot, you're so hot. I would love to get to know you. Like, I love you. And then I don't respond. He's like, you're ugly. You're nasty.
Yeah.
You have a disgusting face. And I'm like, and then I respond. He's like,
I remember you showing
me. Can you give me a free sub? I'm like, oh my God. I definitely showed you that.
Yeah, you did.
Definitely happened to like, it's just, bro, chill out. Like, it's not that deep.
It's not that
deep. Dude, I'm a human being. Like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Yeah.
It's not that deep. I don't do that to you. So please stop. Sometimes I do say things that I regret. Okay. So.
But not that far.
No.
All right, we're going to do like two or three more questions. What had to take a potty
break.
Yeah,
I had to go potty, so sorry about the break, but you guys weren't there for the break, so
it was kind of. Water on her butt.
Yeah, a long time. This is so cute. Would you consider moving in with Brie and opening your own doggy kennel together?
That would be so fun.
100% I would do that.
That would be 14 dogs of just ours. So I have three. She has 11.
I would totally do that.
That would be the doggy kennel.
Yeah. What is one thing that you want to work on, and what's one thing that you're proud of yourself for doing for you?
One thing I want to work on. Okay, I feel like I don't... You could, like, work on this, but, like, it's hard, and it's, like... I'm trying to think of the word. Kind of like, not like trust, but like overthinking. Like, I overthink everything.
Me too.
And so that's much anxiety. To where I get in my head.
That's anxiety.
And then, yeah, I have it bad to where
too.
Like,
me too.
I think the worst of everything. And I just make it bad when it's like, it's not that deep. So like, I try to work on that and like, I'm like, okay, just step back. It's not that deep. So I would say definitely like overthinking. Also, I have a really bad attitude.
She's got a bad attitude.
Like I
we
have,
all have
but
bad
I have
attitudes,
like,
though,
like anger issues more than like an attitude.
Me
just,
too.
Just like I like just freak out and something so little could happen and it just turns into like this whole thing because of me.
Me too. You get irritated.
And and it's bad.
But why do I am the one that gets blamed for it when I literally see it from all my friends?
I don't do it to my friends.
You do it to your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did I. And everyone's like, you treat him like shit. I'm like, no, I'm just funny. I'm sarcastic.
Yeah,
he does it right back to me.
He does it back to, yeah.
He literally does it right back to me. You guys just don't see it.
Yeah. I'm not
like, he's literally an ass.
I feel like I've gotten better about it. But what was the other part?
Yeah.
Something I'm proud of?
Yeah.
Something I'm proud of. I don't even know.
Mine for the first one, what's one thing you want to work on? One, my anxiety. How I talk to people. Sometimes I tend to put people's, like, feelings, like, aside and just, I want to help them, but I'm not listening to them before I do it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just, I don't know.
Like, you put your opinion in.
I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Things for them without just asking them first.
Yeah.
And then impulse decisions for sure.
Yeah. Yours is definitely shopping.
Oh. Yeah. I wasn't referring to that, but that's absolutely correct.
I was going to say, like, sure. You're impulsive with shopping.
That's because it's the only
like
thing I do.
Like, you want something and then you just go buy it.
That's the only thing I do, though.
Yeah, I know. But, like, you're like, I want a new truck. And she just goes and buys one. I'm like...
Actually, Tyler told me to do that.
I want a boat. And she calls me. I just bought a boat.
I just bought a boat today. Tyler wanted that too.
Yeah.
but I'm just a piece of shit. So, what's one thing that you're proud of for yourself? I'm gonna say I'm proud of being apologetic. Apologetically. I know I've hurt people.
But you've taken accountability.
And I am taking accountability. Apparently, the last time I said it the wrong way. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
I was going to say probably how far I've come. I used to be...
We're in this together.
I don't know. I've just grown a lot, as you can see from the internet.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I've grown.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I think you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
I'd be your girlfriend.
You too, because with your music and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've came a long way.
This last year?
We used to literally go to the gym every day and do nothing. We had nothing going for us. Like, I just worked for you. And, like,
now we're actually, like, doing shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really doing, thing. Like, music or nothing, but... I mean, I do, like, TikTok and stuff, so...
I just feel like within the last year, I've done so much shit. Like, these people don't know anything. Mm-hmm. I bought a house. I bought a property. I bought trucks. I started the podcast. I started Snapchat. I started other things with that. I started mm-hmm. the merch. I started doing the doggy stuff. I started rehoming the dogs. Like, I do a lot of shit. And it affects your brain. Like... with having a lot on your plate. And I have a lot of high expectations from people. I started doing music, got to record the music, got to find a distribution deal, got to move to Nashville and be famous. I don't know.
And I do the behind the scenes of all
I keep
that.
Burping. Excuse me.
So that's why I feel that's my job. So, like, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
Like, people wonder why I get irritated.
I feel like
I don't
do anything, but I'm really doing all of that. Yeah. Like, behind...
It's just like... People think that I'm just doing absolutely fucking nothing. So I'm just a bitch bully. Like, no, I literally am just irritated and frustrated because I have so much shit going on mm-hmm. and I don't know how to handle it. Like, I need a schedule. I need to figure out what's going on. I need to, and then on top of all of that, taxes and all this other bullshit that you have to learn when you're old enough, like health insurance,
401k.
My best friend's having a baby. I got to learn that because one day I'm going to get there. And on top of that, I have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So I have to figure out his feelings. We have to travel. We have to go to see his family. He has to come see my family. Like, everything was just so much at one time. And I was managing so much at one time that everything just did.
Yeah.
And now, like, I mean, I'm not doing the podcast with Kristen anymore. So that feels better because, I don't know, at the end of the day, I felt like we weren't feeling the same. And mm-hmm. then on top of that, like, I'm changing and switching now because of Tyler, and Tyler's not here, so I don't know.
You're
I think
slowly,
that,
like, slow, not slowing down, yeah. but you're just
I'm trying
breathing.
To put everything together and, like,
yeah.
make it more make sense mm-hmm. all together. Because, like, if I'm just, like, I'm crowded in here. I'm, like, literally.
You get, like, bored, and you're, like.
And I have no management at all. Like, nobody manages me. No one. I have nobody to help me other than, like, Bree and then now Ethan. And but it's, like. At the end of the day, like, I have so much going on at one time that it's crowding my brain to where I literally couldn't function like a normal human
I'm basically being. Her manager, but I can't tell her what to do.
You
Nobody
should.
Can.
No, but you do take over, like, a lot of the
I have
stuff
to,
that
like,
we do.
I just, you have to get on her, but.
Because I have so much other shit. Like, my mom calls me every day about something different. Today.
Yeah.
I need your 1099. I need this. I need your taxes. Puts
and then
me
she
on the
calls
phone with
me.
The accountant. Then we have to get the flights for the show. Then we have to get the flights for the show mm-hmm. and the band. We have to figure out what we're rehearsing.
And
with
then the merch
doing.
Has
then we
to get
merch.
There.
How are we getting the merch there? We got to drive yeah. there. That's like, yeah. that's so much in my head for me. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, and then I get the call. So then I have to tell
fuck.
Whitney all of this because.
And on top of that, I got promo deals. I got to make this video. I got to make this video. I got to make this video. Then we do the podcast. Then somebody pissing me off today. Then Trayvon's talking shit. Then. I don't know. And everyone's like, yeah, why are you so frustrated?
There's a lot that goes on.
I don't know anything about taxes, so.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to run a business.
A 1099.
What?
You had to request a 1099.
I got it.
Yeah, thank God, because yeah. your mom was like, we need it, we need it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do anything.
She was wrong.
Like, it's
and on top of that, I stayed up till 4 in the morning for the last 3 nights, so thank you. that. my future plans for the podcast, I don't know yet. We're just going to do what we got to do. Just keep stay tuned. I mean, we're going to have fun with it. Bree will be here. People will start probably coming on. I'll have guests. But for now, I haven't fully developed the idea for that yet. So just stay tuned. We'll still be posting. So it's not like we're just going to completely, like, end it. Because I don't want to end it. Because it's fun for me. It makes me, like, vent low-key. It's like my therapy.
Gives us something to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you and Bree have gotten into fights growing up. What was the stupidest fight?
We honestly don't really get into fights. And you want to know why? It's because I don't argue with her. And she tries to argue with me, I just say,
man, when do I argue with you?
When you start being mean and you start texting me a whole 5 paragraph.
Okay, that was because of somebody
else. I just say, okay, I don't even, there's no point because it's not going to go anywhere and you will not win. So I would say, what did we fight about? We don't fight.
I think the only time we've ever fought was before, like, we were actually, like, close. And that was about somebody else that you invited on the party bus. That's it.
Yeah, but that wasn't really, like, a fight. You were just like, I'm not coming.
No.
I can't. The only thing we ever argue about is work. And it's not, like, it's, we like, once or twice. And it's not arguing. It's just she gets in a mood sometimes and wants to yell at me. Okay, and then
can I tell you? Can I tell you it's not me?
I know.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's somebody else that does this. And then I get worked up and I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're fucking right. And it's literally not even whatsoever bigger than it needs to be. I'm like, the fuck? And then they'll tell me something else. Like, you need to hire more people because it's a write-off.
Apparently, I don't like, do anything and I'm a piece of shit and... Yeah, that person.
They hate you.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I do.
I literally do everything.
I don't know why, but I do know why. I don't know. Yeah. Other than that.
Other than that, we don't really ever fight.
No.
If she tries, sometimes she gets a little snappy.
We did have a fight in the Keys.
Oh, but yeah.
We didn't fight, though.
It wasn't a fight. It's always she just wants to be mean sometimes.
No, I wanted to go to Duval and get hammered. And you guys were like, I'm not going.
No, because we were going to go mahi fishing.
I can't fucking go on the boat. My head's bleeding.
We go on the boat every day in the Keys.
It was 2 weeks straight that we were on the fucking boat. And my head was full bleeding. Like, I swear to God, the sunburn.
That's why I wear a hat every day.
My whole nose was just bleeding. And, like, my head was bleeding. I was like, bro, if I sit out in the sun again, I swear to God, I'm gonna turn like
SpongeBob. But then you did because you went to Dante's.
Yeah, but I didn't sit in the sun. I sat underneath and I got fucking blasted with a fan. She was awesome.
Yeah, you went with some random girl. I looked at your
Snapchat. Yeah, she was so cute. I literally met a fan down on Duval Street and she drove all the way up there to pick me up.
I know, she was so nice.
She was so sweet. I still talk to her.
I was going to meet up with her when I was there, but I was like, I don't know.
She's so cute.
Was.
She messaged you?
Yeah, but I didn't know, like,
her name's Kristen.
I know, but I didn't know where she lived because it wasn't.
I don't
think
she moved to Panama.
Oh.
But she was so cute. And, like, we got in an argument because I was like, bro, if I step foot on that fucking boat one more time, I'm going to die.
It wasn't even an argument. You were just like, I'm leaving. And I was like,
And then you had his mom, your boyfriend's mom come in there like, yeah, you need to go apologize. And I'm like, bro.
No, because that was with Little Sav. Yeah. That was something else.
Oh.
That was a different time. Remember? Because you and Little Sav came.
Because I wanted Sav to come with you and you were mad she was going to come with me instead of going with you. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go myself. And then I met it with Kristen.
Oh, yeah, Sab was there.
Yeah, and then I met it with Kristen.
And no, Haley, I wasn't even mad. It was just like, I was like, why is everybody... Because they all wanted to go on the boat, and then y'all wanted to go to Dante's.
Yeah, because they get to dive, bro. We didn't get to dive. We just sat there and, like, twiddled our thumbs.
They
and
didn't
like,
dive this year.
Oh, they didn't?
We just fished.
Oh.
Because there's too many shark attacks and stuff.
Yeah,
now,
that's
and they're
so
saying,
scary.
The dive shop was saying to be careful because there was already, like, 3 that week we were there.
Oh,
and
fuck.
And with bull sharks. So there, I was like, y'all aren't diving.
Yeah. Wait, so how did you guys lobster then?
Mosquito.
That's the only time?
Yeah, that was the only time. But that's like 20 feet of water. Oh, they dived in 100 foot.
Imagine
like,
if you saw that.
And the one time we went snorkeling at the reef, there was a big shark that came over top of me.
Mm-mm.
And then another one jumped out of the water, and I just looked over, and I hear a splash. I was like, I swam so fast back to the boat.
Thank you. Nope.
Yeah.
I don't do sharks.
So, we don't ever really fight.
No.
Not really.
Anywho, that's it for today. This is a really good podcast. So, if you guys want to stay tuned, keep watching. We love you and enjoy your day.
Love you guys.